This podcast of the Radio Cafe comes to you via radiocafe.org, where you can find more information and many other podcasts. Technical support comes from Studio X, providing website design, hosting, e-commerce, and social media marketing, serving Santa Fe to the world since 1994. Find out more at studiox.com. And I'd like now to introduce Robert Knott. He is with the Santa Fe New Mexican. He's with us here quite often speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
I don't know how everybody's doing. I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Well, I'm pretty well, thanks. Just came back from a week in New York.
A week in New York? The city?
No, upstate. I went and visited my family.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So what are we doing today?
We're speaking of what's going on this weekend. Oh. So post-Indian Market, pre-Fiesta, end of August, what's going on?
Boy, I got a lot of space to fill. Well, speaking of pre-Fiesta, the Fiesta melodrama, usually worth some laughs, is up at the Santa Fe Playhouse.
Oh, it started already?
It started already,
yay.
Yeah. They opened it, I don't know if they opened it earlier than usual. I guess they usually open it the night Zozobra burns, but I think now they're doing it early. So anyway, it's Intrigue at the Palace of the Governors, directed by Andrew Prim, 7:30 tonight, 988-4262. It's basically a Thursday through Sunday show through the middle of September at the Playhouse, and that's a spoof of the politics and policies and people of Santa Fe and northern New Mexico.
Most excellent.
And then we should consider that the Santa Fe Bluegrass and Old Time Music Fest is going on out at the Santa Fe County Fairgrounds. And there's a lot of, it's tonight at 7 o'clock. There's a 3-day pass you can get for a better price than the daily pass, I think. Or maybe not. Well, we can't mention the prices on here. But check out southwestpickers.festival.org through Sunday. But also, Pasatiempo has a story on it on page 20. And some of the opening night shows lineup includes the East Mountain Serenaders and Uncle Henry's Favorites. I wonder Uncle Henry is.
I don't know. It sounds like something from a 60s sitcom that you would quote.
You're right. Huh. It's Uncle Henry's Saloon.
Talking Horse.
Oh, Talking Horse. I like that. Mr.
So,
Ed.
Mark Hudson is going to be at Teatro Paraguas this Sunday, the 30th of August. He's reading from his poems, and he's a poet who's taught for many years at Wabash College in Crawfordsville, Indiana. That's at 5 o'clock in the afternoon at Teatro Paraguas at 3205 Calle Marie in Santa Fe. It's free.
Country Western Night, Saturday night, at the Dance Station on Solana Center. You know where that is.
The Dance Station, yeah. Near the Montañita.
It's a big space, and the Rifters are going to be there at 7:30 p.m. You got to pay to get in, but it's good dance music if you like two-step in. And there's also, it's a really great big dance space, actually, with mirrors on the side.
Yeah.
And they usually have, like, soft drinks or water and or candy bars and such. But anyway, that's Country Western Night, 7:30 on Saturday.
Women and Men, A New Conversation, Reforming Gender Relations is an event happening tomorrow. I guess it's an all-day-long event from 10 in the morning till 6 in the evening.
That sounds like a new conversation between men and women.
With facilitators, yeah. Well, if you want to find out more, you can call 505-231-8707.
Now, this is weird. I'm looking at the Pasatiempo listing, which is terrific, the calendar section. It's always been great. And I see that they have an ad for a college party, and I'm like, why would you put that in Pasatiempo? But then I read it closer, and it's a collage party. I got the A and the E mixed up. It's a workshop 6 to 9 Saturdays. Materials and tools are supplied. You got to pay to get in. It's at Nisa Touchon Fine Art, 1925 C Rosina Street. I got a phone number for you. 505-303-303-HE4.
Today.
Yes, that's today. I'm here right now.
August 28th.
Yeah, that's
Dean's
great.
Lecture and Concert Series at St. John's College, 7:30 tonight. Matthew Davis is giving a lecture titled Freedom and the Liberal Arts, St. John's College.
Nice.
Yeah.
There's a ton of stuff happening this weekend. There's too much as always. Sometimes there's so much going on, you stay home and watch The Three Stooges, right?
No.
Well... Among the other events is the Fiesta de los Niños, a children's celebration at El Rancho de las Golondrinas on Los Pinos Road. Games, crafts, entertainment, 10 to 4. Seniors and teens get in for a cheaper price than the rest of us. Ages 12 and under, completely free. Runs Saturday and Sunday, so that'd be a great place to bring the kids. I love that. It's a living history museum out on the south side of town. It's not far off 599 or the frontage road, right? pretty easy to get to.
Yeah,
and you go out there and there's donkeys and duckies and there's little celebrations and live things you can eat, and people are dressed up in historic outfits. So I think it's a great place to take the kids.
This coming Sunday at Marty's Meals, Marty's kicks off a month of feline fun at 2:30 in the afternoon. Nationally recognized cat behaviorist Lana Fraley-Rich will be speaking about holistic cat care and how to prevent common and costly cat behavior problems, lower your vet bills, reduce shedding, and all kinds of good things. For more information, 467-8162, or just show up on Sunday at, 2:30 at Marty's Meals, which is right off Cordova Road behind the tire place between Cerrillos and St. Francis.
Kitty care reminds me of Kitty of the Week. If you end up having one, let me know.
Oh, we will.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
The Iguanas, it's a New Orleans roots rock band. They're going to be doing a 10th anniversary, homage or remembrance of Hurricane Katrina. One would hardly call it a celebration. 7:30 p.m. at Skylight Sunday night. It's all ages, by the way. You got to pay to get in. So that's the Iguanas, if you're interested in them. And there is also poetry readings. Oh, you already mentioned that. Okay, I'll get over that. International folk dancing and Israeli dance at Odd Fellows Hall. They've always had these crazy dances over there at 1125 Cerrillos Road. I don't mean crazy like loony, but just kind of offbeat. And
it's awesome.
Novel.
I've danced many times.
Awesome is a great way to put it.
At the Odd Fellows.
Yeah, so there, if you want to learn Israeli dance, traditional folk dance is at 6:30 and 8. There's a really small suggested donation for both dance sessions, 501-5081, or check out loofsfnm.org. Now, you were asking me about pre-Fiesta stuff. The second I sat down, you were like, oh, and this week after Indie Market and pre-Fiesta, remember all that?
But did I ask you?
No, I guess it was just a prelude to banal conversation I'm making up. Zozo Fest, nonetheless, is happening at Sambusco Center on Montezuma Avenue. It's the 11th annual Will Schuster exhibit. Schuster is the guy that came up with the idea of Zozobra, I think, in 26.
Yeah, the 1920s. Sometime.
Yeah, about 90 years ago. And Zozo's changed over the years, but he's still going strong until that night when they burn him up, which I think is next Friday. Do you know that? Can we find that out? A week from tonight. Anyway, the 11th annual Will Schuster exhibit. It's a group of works by local artists with live music. It's going to be at the Water Tower at Sambusco Center, 10 to 5 p.m., no charge. I'm assuming that's the Water Tower in the rail yard, actually.
Yep, Friday, September 4th is Zozobra this year. Just looked it up.
So that's a week from tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go, Zozobra. And I think you can get tickets at Kiwanis Club, usually in the bank. There's always a figure out a way to go see Zozobra.
And tonight is a free TGIF concert at the First Presbyterian Church on Grant Avenue. High Desert Harp Ensemble will perform sections from their new CD from 5:30 to 6 today. Refreshments will be served. CDs will be available. And High Desert Harps is a big old harp ensemble, and I think they've got a percussionist, too.
Pastor Timba has a story today about a show going up at Teatro Paraguas. I did not have time to read the story. Sounds pretty interesting. Teatro Paraguas has been around 12 years now. They got a great little theater off of Henry Lynch Road. I think it's on Calle Marie. Mm-hmm. And it's such an intimate place. And Argos McCollum and the other people running that have always strived to present bilingual theater. They've done some really experimental, exciting stuff. Some of it works, some of it doesn't. They're going to have a premiere of local playwright Alex Hudson's story about the monarch butterflies dying off back about 10, 12 years ago. It's called Our Lady of Mariposas, and that's going to open, 7:30 p.m. Thursday night, so it's not quite a week from now. You do have to pay to get in, but discounts are available. Check out 424-1601. Teatro Paraguas at gmail.com is a pretty easy email to remember. Or look in the story in today's Pasatiempo on page 18.
There is a show, there's a photography show called Cause and Effect at Verve Gallery of Photography, and tomorrow at 1 o'clock, they're having a gallery talk with Jamie Stillings, who's one of the artists in the show, an absolutely terrific and amazing artist. And the show is definitely worth seeing out at Verve Gallery. The address over there, let's see, it's on East Marcy Street, 219 East Marcy Street here in Santa Fe, and the show is up for about another week.
Did you mention the benefit concert for the animal shelter? I don't think you did.
Go ahead.
Great. It's 7:30 p.m. on Monday at the Opera, and it's got Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell. And they're going to be playing at the Opera, which is, you know, north of town on 84-285. I think the Opera season is winding up this weekend, actually. So then sometimes they rent it out through the nice weather. You got to pay to get in, and the tickets range in price. You can go www.holdmyticket.com, or you can call 505-886-1251. And there's a little mixed media on it, and a random act, a brief, so to speak, on Pasatiempo today if you want more information.
Excellent. We had on the Radio Cafe this week Ray McGovern, and Ray McGovern is speaking today at 5 o'clock at the Forum at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. It's an event sponsored by the Council on International Relations, and the topic is Niet means Niet, a red line on Ukraine. And
ooh, you sound like Natasha from that old cartoon. When I was little, I thought she was sexy.
Well, for more information on going to that, you can call 505-982-4931, and you can look on the website, just Google Santa Fe Council on International Relations.
Performance Santa Fe is taking off again. It's going to be at the Lenzic, I think 4 p.m. this Sunday is one of the first shows. You remember that guy Tchaikovsky? We've talked about him many times.
Tchaikovsky, yes, I remember that guy.
Joe Illick's going to be conducting a performance of the Santa Fe Orchestra, playing that guy's Symphony No. 1 and doing some violin and concertos. And soloist James Ethness is going to be with the group. 4 o'clock Sunday, there's a 1 p.m. family preview. I don't know whether the 1 p.m. family preview and the 4 p.m. show are any different in price, but you can always go to performancesantafe.org, call the Lenzic at that number we've all memorized, 988-1234, and that'd be a nice Sunday afternoon event.
There is, I got an email that there's an exhibition of visionary ayahuasca art for 3 days, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Paintings by Amazon painter Alfredo Zagaceta, who does neo-Amazonico style landscapes. And let's see, the show takes place at 508 Gallery at 508 Camino de la Familia, which is in the rail yard directly behind REI, and the reception is tonight from 5 to 8. For more information, 575-751-0349.
Good. There is a exhibit of Robert Stiver's photography, which is the cover story today on the Pasatiempo, and that is opening this weekend. A really interesting guy, a former dancer, who sort of does these soft focus photographies and gelatin print, really good piece in Pasa on it.
The show said you picked a lot of photographs of dancers, didn't he?
Yeah, the show is called The Art of Ruin, which I think is a terrific title. So he's doing a reception and book signing at 1 o'clock Saturday at the Standard Art and Antiques Company, which is on Grant Avenue, 983-0075. And then there's a different reception.
And I have to say, that is a terrific place. It's a huge house. It's bigger than it looks when you go in on Grant Avenue. Room after room of antiques.
Is it near where the old Grant Corner Inn was, or where?
Yeah, I think it's in one of those buildings. It may be that building or the one next to it.
Okay, that's interesting. Not far around the corner from the Georgia O'Keeffe.
Yeah.
Great. He's also having a reception 5 to 7 Saturday at the Drury Plaza Hotel. So I'm not sure which room there, but I'm sure you could figure it out if you go to the Drury Plaza.
And guess what time it is now?
It's kitty cat time. You're going to do the cat of the week.
It's cat of the week.
Oh, boy, I'm ready.
This cat of the week, the featured cat of this week is Dink. Dink is very sweet and social. He seems to adapt well to new environments. He would do very well in a home with other friendly cats.
Uh-huh.
He has a grade 4 heart murmur, but no medications are required for him.
It's murmuring for you.
And he's a handsome boy with medium-length gray and white coat in a tuxedo pattern. He's a young kitty.
Wait, it sounds like you're talking about me.
Do you have a medium-length gray and white coat in a tuxedo pattern?
No, but I have a tuxedo tails at home in my closet. Today I got a t-shirt on and a cowboy hat.
Robert Knott walked in wearing a cowboy boots and a cowboy hat, looking as dapper as dapper can be.
Let's get back to the kitty.
Anyway, if you are interested in adopting Dink, please call 505-318-2281. You can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com, or you can look at the kitties at fandfnm.org.
I wonder if they go on the air like you did that day when you had all that clout during the fundraiser and said, we're going to name my puppy on the air. Like, you had all the help in the world to get the name of your new puppy.
I know, and you guys helped me.
So I wonder, like, Dink, it's like you wonder if there was a call. And by the way, how's your puppy?
Well, she's grown now. She just turned one.
Oh.
And
see, my
memory's
good.
She's a great dog. Thank you for asking.
And that's Poppy Lutza. Puppy Lutza.
Lollipuppy.
Oh, I like that you changed it.
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's always been Lollipuppy?
Yeah, or Lollipup.
Oh, see.
Or
Lollipup, Lollipup, exactly. Or Lollipup. Okay, Friday night you want to go dancing. Where do you go? What do you do? Well, there's not the best dance floors in this town, in my view, but there are some good ones. So J-Boy Adams and Zenobia are going to be a cowgirl tonight. That's a cool place. A small dance floor, 8:30, no cover charge. JJ and the Hooligans, who play this hot rock and blues, are ill for all 9 p.m., call for the cover. Evangelos has some DJ stuff going on at 9. You got a call for a cover charge. Savor gives you some Cuban music pretty close to salsa at La Fiesta Lounge and the La Fonda Hotel, 8 o'clock. There's no cover there.
Sabor.
Sabor. And Half Broke Horses is doing country from 5 to 8 at the Palace. Nosotros, a great Latin band, picks up at 10 o'clock at the Palace. They got a pretty good dance floor over there. So there's quite a few. That Skylight has some DJs, Latin DJs going on Friday night, 7 to close. And I think there's a drag show over there too this weekend. So there's a lot of different places you can go and dance. There's a lot of little places you can just go listen to music. Doug Montgomery's at Vanessa, for example, 6 o'clock. And Robert Mueller's at Pranzo tonight at 6, just playing some soft piano music. Lots of choices. Check out the Paso Tiempo for a full listing.
And the time has come now for our ticket giveaway.
Oh, boy.
And this is a really amazing one. We're going to give away one pair of tickets to the first caller who calls 428-1382, but you can't call until I've finished talking. So I'll give you the go-ahead when you get to call.
Wait, can I put out my cell phone and call?
No.
I'm not entitled.
Pianist Chick Corea and banjoist Bela Fleck, who have 33 Grammy Awards between them, are playing at the Santa Fe Opera on Friday, September 4th at 7:30. So it's a great Zozobra alternative. Ready, set, go.
So now I can call?
Yeah, now everyone but you can call.
But I have the answer right in front of me to the quiz. What was the question again?
The quiz was, how handsome is Robert Knott?
Oh, well, I can answer that. Just give me a mirror and I'll start reciting, how do I love thee on a fair summer's day. And all
how
that
do
stuff.
I love me?
Yeah.
By Robert
me?
Knott.
Well, let's talk about something naughty. Circus Erotique at the Palace.
Oh, this has become an annual tradition.
It certainly has. 9:30. With music by the Shiners Club Jazz Band. This is Saturday night. So Saturday night, don't have to be the loneliest night of the week. Head over for the Circus Erotique, 9:30. Reserved seating costs you more than regular seating. Check out zeburlesque.com. ZE stands for Circus Erotique, I guess. So that's at the Palace again. There's going to be a fun Saturday night event about 9:30.
And there's a couple of films opening at the CCA. One of them is called Digging for Fire. It's the latest and deepest film about love and life from Joe Swanberg. And Jack Johnson and Rosemary DeWitt play a quiet, frustration married couple who split up for a few days.
Hmm.
And they encounter new friends and old and all kinds of things.
That stuff usually does happen when this stuff happens.
Yeah, I couldn't have put it better. And then Kurt Cobain, Montage of Heck, is a Kurt Cobain film. It's.
Oh, I'm gonna murder you one of these days.
Anyway, Kurt Cobain film. Rolling Stone calls it brilliant and revelatory, and the most intimate rock doc ever. They're also continuing to play Best of Enemies, which is a film about William F. Buckley Jr. and Gore Vidal, and it's very good, and I particularly recommend it to younger generation who haven't heard of those two guys, because they are kind of the political ancestors of the current media conversation that we have about politics.
They're like the antecedents, right?
Yeah. And then also, The Look of Silence by Josh Oppenheimer is the winner of more than 50 film festival awards and named Best Documentary of 2015 by IndieWire. No doubt we'll have an Oscar nomination again this year, and is a stunning film. I saw it, did an interview on it, highly recommend it. All of that at the CCA on Old Pecos Trail near the Children's Museum.
Cool. And while we're at it, a week from today, Jean Cocteau's opening a great film noir from 1947 called Ride the Pink Horse, which was partially shot in Santa Fe and features some, you know, Zozobra, by the way. It's interesting, and I think I'm going to have a piece in Pasta Tempo about that next Friday. Here's something interesting. It's Saturday afternoon. It's 1 o'clock. If you are like me, somebody who can't figure out your iPhone, and in fact doesn't even know where you left it unless you call it, and you can't call it if you don't have it in your hand.
You can use the Find My iPhone app on your computer, which I have done. I dropped my iPhone in the middle of the dog park. I went home, looked it up on my computer, located it in the middle of the dog park, drove back, and found it.
Well,
I'm just saying.
What's the point of me promoting the iPhone workshop at 1 o'clock Saturday?
Go ahead.
I think it's interesting. It's at the Santa Fe Public Library, main branch, community room, which is upstairs. Local photographer David Hauptman will be doing this. No charge, 1 to 3 p.m., bring your smartphone. So that's interesting. If you're somebody who hasn't figured out all the iPhone stuff, there's going to be a workshop. Maybe you'll learn how to take photos, which I'm trying to get better at.
Excellent.
As a quick side note, have you ever seen how many, like, iPhones and cell phones have, like, a ringtone that sounds like that old song, This Diamond Ring? It always goes like, do, 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 do. But then it doesn't turn out to be that song. It's just somebody left their cell phone.
Oh. Yeah, I know the song you're talking about, but, yeah.
Whenever you answer like that, it suggests a very deep indifference to my commentary. All right, let's get back to the collage party and stuff.
How about a theatrical reveal to benefit the Santa Fe Opera at the Patina Gallery on 131 West Palace Avenue? And that is... Never mind, I think that was yesterday. Sorry.
Southwest Seminars has Paleo-Indian settling. Paleo-Indian Settling of the Rockies with Bonnie Pitlado of the University of Oklahoma talking at 6 p.m. Monday night. Got to pay to get in. Check out southwestseminars.org, and that is at Hotel Santa Fe on Paseo de Peralta, not far from the Chicago Dog hot dog stand.
And Pronzo Geist Cabaret, David Geist will be playing not tonight but tomorrow from 6 to 9 at Pronzo Italian Grill. And you can call 984-2645 for reservations, because it does get sold out. I go up there every once in a while and can't get in because everybody's taking the table. So it's a really wonderful, super fun event.
And CS Rockshow is playing at La Fonda this week, Wednesday and Thursday night, 7:30, no cover. There's Pete Springer and Don Curry and Ron Kratter. They do a great mix of rock and blues and 70s song and occasionally a little country western. Sometimes they actually get them to play Amarillo by Morning for you. There's
what
a Fiesta lecture.
What was that movie where it says we play two kinds of music, country and western?
I don't know.
Do you remember that quote?
I do, but I can't remember the movie.
Anyway, go ahead.
Santa Fe Fiesta lecture, New Mexico History Museum Auditorium on Lincoln Avenue. It's Wednesday at 6 p.m. Performance, Politics, and Piety, Pageantry and Identity in Colonial New Mexico City, with historian Linda Curcio Nagy, N-A-G-Y, maybe it's Nagy. I never try to mispronounce, I do that bad enough with the English language, but I never try to do that with people's names. I sometimes just cannot pronounce them, and I'd rather say perhaps it's this way. Anyway, it looks like it'd be a good lecture if you're interested in it. 6 o'clock Wednesday night at the History Museum.
Did you talk about Art Descartes 15?
No, I did not.
It's the 15th juried art show featuring work of 50 artists using 90% recycled materials to create their work. It opens at Stables Gallery in Taos tomorrow from 4 to 7 with original live music by Ben Wright and Peter Halter. Continues through the 12th of September and is open 10 to 6 daily. For more information, 575-751-9862 or wholly rags.org.
Hey, Communities in Schools is a really great program that tries to help kids in the schools. They're looking for academic tutors for just about all grade levels, math and literacy support. Call Cynthia Torcaso at 954-1880 or just Google Communities in Schools in New Mexico. It is a great, great organization. Santa Fe Playhouse is looking for full-length, unpublished, and unproduced works by New Mexico playwrights. Submission forms are available online at the Playhouse. You can find that online pretty easy. You could also call 988-4262 for more information. I don't see a deadline for that in this ad. And I want to mention that Paso Tiempo is looking for local and regional authors and illustrators. I'm not sure why, because I don't write for Paso Tiempo much anymore. But you're supposed to contact Jennifer Levin, who's a really good writer over at Paso Tiempo, at jlevin, which is L-E-V-I-N, at sfnewmexican.com. You could probably find her online as well.
What Excellent. Time is it? it's almost time to go, but we've got a couple of minutes left.
Oh, boy.
Women Incorporated Summer Market, Women Artists from New Mexico, live music by Jaca, is tomorrow and Sunday from 10 to 4 at the Museum of International Folk Art on Museum Hill. For more information, womenincorporatednm.org. And artist demonstrations and all sorts of, you know, jewelry, weaving, home decor, lots of good stuff.
And since I'm in my western mode, I better mention that the Wild West Fest is taking place at the Galisteo Rodeo Grounds, not far from Santa Fe. You can get live music, barrel races, carnival games, food and beverage concessions, and concerts with people like Half Broke Horses. The gates are going to open at 3 p.m. Saturday, and the events run from 4 to 9. Got to pay to get in. Costs a little bit more for VIB tickets, and portion of the proceeds benefits the Watermelon Mountain Ranch Animal Center and Horsin' Around Therapeutic Riding Center. You can figure things out by looking up Wild West in oldgalisteo.eventbrite.com. Well, why don't you say I'm going to look up the Wild West Fest in Galisteo. You'll figure it out. I'm an old cowhand.
And if you are a rabbit lover in Albuquerque.
A rabbit lover? I try to be as rabid and arduous as I can, but did you say rabbit or rabbit?
The rabbit adoption of shelter and New Mexico house rabbit foster rabbits.
Oh.
You can also get free nail trims for your rabbits, but you can adopt a rabbit, foster a rabbit. Sunday, August 30th from 12 to 3 at the Eastside Albuquerque Animal Shelter at 8920 Lomas Boulevard Northeast.
Wait a minute. Free toenail clippings for your rabbits?
Yep.
Huh.
I mean, there's all kinds of things in
Bugs Bunny was in one of those with a salon where a monster did his fingers. I remember that one. We'll talk about that later.
We will indeed. If you want to come over to the Santa Fe Baking Company right now, Robert Knott's going to give a lecture on the subject.
No, I was just mentioning it in passing. I hear my outro music, and the hook is going around my neck.
Robert Knott, I don't mean to hassle you. We love you just the way you are.
No, it's an anachronism to have me on the show. I'm delighted, not to mention dilapidated.
Robert Knott is with the Santa Fe New Mexican, is an absolutely terrific writer. He is with us the last Friday of every month, speaking of the arts. And it's always just great to have you here. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santaferadiocafe.org. Thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. Thanks to StudioX.com. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. And my email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. What else? I guess we're just going to tell you to stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning fabulous news team. And after that, jazz. Everybody have a safe, wonderful, happy weekend. And, you know, if it's time to adopt a rabbit.
Or a kitty.
Or a dog.
Wait, how do I do a bunny noise?
I don't know. I don't know what noise bunnies make.
I'll have to go outside and
if you have any information on that, you can call the news department. No, I'm just kidding. we're going to go now. Have a great weekend. Bye, Robert Knott. Bye, everybody. Ciao.
Oh, she said ciao.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. To support the program, you can go to radiocafe.org. Many thanks to StudioX.com for their technical support and web design.